Joyner ran a youth camp through his church. So that summer, using land, equipment, and seed donated by the community, he showed the campers how to grow their own food on a small plot of land. The kids, 4 to 16 years old, consumed their initial harvest of mustard greens, sweet potatoes, and other vegetables. But the following year, they delivered free boxes of vegetables to senior citizens. One 97-year-old lady was so excited, she kissed the children, Joyner says. Not everyone welcomed the bounty. Only a generation or two removed from sharecropping, some church elders questioned the wisdom of participating in any sort of agrarian pursuit. They remained uncomfortably familiar with Edgecombe's role in the South's antebellum cotton economy, in which African Americans were treated as second-class citizens, and Kanoto was home to many slaves. As Joyner explains the prevailing concern, do we really want our kids going back to that? But he saw it differently. The kids are bringing food to people who need it. They enjoy the process. They're playing out there, he says. Meantime, tending crops, selling produce, and tracking digital data impart valuable lessons in science, technology, math, and nutrition.